Welcome to another episode of A Significant Other, a podcast on the funny sides of relationships. This week is the first on the podcast. I spoke to two friends that has a lot in common, not just on dating, but also on their obsession with order and cleanliness. Join us on the first part of this conversation.
Hi, this is Tolu.
Hello, my name's Bookie.
Cool. So, significant order is about the funny sides of relationship. And the first question is, are you guys in a relationship?
Yes.
Currently, yes.
Okay. How long did you date before you decided to say this is the one?
I don't think both of us, we didn't date for too long because we knew them before.
Yes.
I knew my guy 8 years before.
Whoa.
And I knew mine 5 years before.
Right.
So it didn't take too many dates.
Right. So like they've been in friend zone and they just skipped over.
Yep. Basically.
So is that the best way for things to go? Like if you want to get the best out of a relationship?
I think for me, I've always said at the back of my head that I would like someone who I've already built a friendship with.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. I feel like I could trust them more because I already knew them. So it wasn't really like new ground for me. But yeah, I feel like I always knew it would have to be one of my friends.
Right.
I'm the same, to be honest. But I wouldn't say I always felt like it would be one of my friends because I couldn't see anybody in front of me. So I thought it would be a new guy. But yeah, it just happened, I guess.
Okay, so was it awkward going from friendship to relationship?
Yes, it was very awkward.
Yeah?
It was very awkward, especially because my kind of character, I'm like, I'm already like kind of awkward normally with like, so it's like, even like the first time like he tried to hold my hand, I was like, what are you doing? And I remember I was like, oh yeah, we can do that now. But I still found it like really weird.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't awkward because from the day I met him, he made it known that he liked me. Every time, it wasn't a thing where we were friends, we'd go out together and things like that. It was more of he likes me, let's go out. So the first time we went out, I would say that was a date because I was going out to see if I liked him. The first date, I was like, no, I don't think he's for me. And so from after that first date, I didn't really go out with him after that. Even to take me out on that first date, I spoke to him for a year before I let him take me out.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So after that date, imagine, I was like, nah, I'm not feeling it. So I just left it. It was more of a thing. Over those 8 years, he would pop up. So let's say there was a time where I joined a church. He just happened to be there after 4 years of not seeing him. So, yeah, it was a thing where he would pop up. So we were friends, as in we talk here and there, but it wasn't friends as in we were hanging out together. He's always liked me. He's made it known from the beginning. So it wasn't really awkward for me.
Okay, so how long did it take for your own first date? Has was then 1 year? So how long?
Initially, yeah, 1 year.
Yeah.
So I feel like even because it was so awkward in the beginning, even if when we were going on our dates, I was still feeling like, I was like, oh, like, this is kind of weird. Like, it's like my friend, but I don't know what to do kind of thing. But I feel like after like a couple months, I just started getting more comfortable. And because we were already like really, really close friends, I already trusted him and I already opened him, like, up to him with everything anyway. So it was kind of like, it wasn't that I needed to start doing that. I'd already been doing that.
Okay.
So it was more just like the relationship stuff that I was just like, this is weird, like, but I feel like even in that, I feel I should have been more prepared for it because everyone had been saying it for like years, but I was just like, no, it's not gonna happen. But I feel like I was just a bit in denial as well. But yeah.
So apart from friendship, what was the one thing that you would say, okay, this is the reason why I'd rather be with this person than anyone else?
For me,
yeah.
It was his patience. Like, how do you talk to someone? Literally, like, even when I met him, I didn't even give him my number. I gave him Facebook.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. I was so standoffish, but he was still like persistent and so patient. Like, I think in the end, that's what blew my mind the most, how patient he was and how like consistent he was. Like, his words were matching his actions, all of that. So I just couldn't say no after all of that, after seeing all of that.
Being persistent and his consistency.
Yes, persistence, consistency, patience, all of it.
Yeah. Was that the same thing for you as well?
For me, it was more, I felt like it was more the way he made me feel. Don't really know how to say it without sounding like, oh, like,
it's a tingly feeling inside.
It's cheesy, but I don't know what it was. It was just like, he made me feel different, basically. Yeah. Like, I felt different. Like, other people may have, like, tried, but I didn't feel the same way. I was just like, no, like, I'm not interested at all. Like, I'm the kind of person that I'm not interested.
Yeah, yeah.
I would tell you straight so you don't actually have to think about it.
Same.
So
he wasn't having it, though.
He wasn't having it at all.
Yeah.
But it worked for him, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like with me, like, if I tell you it's no, it's no.
That's
like,
a no.
Save yourself some time. Okay. Don't even think about it. But I feel like with him was different. Like, I felt myself also changing a bit.
Mm.
Like, so certain things that I used to do, I'm like, oh, I find myself changing it without even thinking, like, like, you know, I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so sometimes, like, he's okay with, like, touching the bus and all this kind of stuff, but I'm not.
Mm.
But one time, he, like, held my hand, and he was like, oh, like, sorry, like, like, I touched the thing, and I was just like, oh, it's okay. And I was like, if it was somebody else, I felt like I'm like, don't touch me. But I felt like with him, it just was like, I didn't honestly care. Whereas with other people, like, if you touch me, like, I'm literally like, where's the sanitizer?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right now. But I don't know. He just makes me feel different. I think the vibe from him is different, for sure.
Okay. As an aside, every time I see you in the kitchen, after washing your hand, you wash the tap. Then you wipe the tap.
I just pour, it's a habit of mine. I always pour water over the tap.
Truth is, I do that at home too.
Yeah, so yeah, I do it at home as well.
How did the two of you end up together?
It was fate.
It was
OCD
fate.
Brought us together.
OCD brought us together, honestly.
Right, it's anytime she's like washing her hands, I just give her space. And she'll finish all the ritual.
Because I'll be left and right, left and right.
Yeah, so when she's done with all the ritual, then I'll now go and take my own tea. I'm thinking, okay, this tea is fresh.
Do you know what? I can't even lie. Sometimes, like, if I'm going on a first date, it's either I pre-warn them or I just whip it out. So, like, what I did with the chair, I'm used to people looking at me funny and like, oh, what are you doing? But it's something I need to do to make myself feel comfortable.
Exactly.
There was a guy that I used to date. He found it cute at first, but eventually it got annoying for him. Because there was one time, because I take my own cutlery to restaurants. I don't care what restaurant it is. I don't care what star. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my own cutlery. So there was one time, I'll whip out my plastic cutlery, knife, fork, and spoon, and I'll take spares in case one drops on the floor. So we must have went to a restaurant now, and I forgot my cutlery. So I was panicking a little bit. I wanted to go out to Sainsbury's or Tesco's to get cutlery, and he was like, no, you can't, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, so how am I going to eat then? So he went through the embarrassment, he claims, of asking the waiter for plastic knife and fork, being specific, as in asking if it came in a packet and things like that. So I was just like, I'm sorry, but it just has to be done. I don't feel comfortable. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I pay for peace of mind. If it costs me extra, I'm going to pay for it.
Pay for
100%.
Wow. So how do you come to work?
I take my car.
Okay, you drive.
Yep.
Okay.
She does anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
When I drive as well, because I recently got a new car, so you totally can testify. Like, I get people to tap their feet, like pat their feet before they put their shoe in the car, because you know that all the residue from your shoe goes on the carpet.
It's not coming
to
your car.
I hated that. So yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm happy for your man. I don't wish to be in the shoes. But has it ever come up in a relationship or when you're dating someone where your finickiness, if I may say so, turns out to be like the breaking point where the person is like, nah, this is not going to work?
No, you know.
It hasn't come up?
Never.
What do you mean?
like, being so picky and particular. Yeah. Oh, has that been a problem?
Oh, no.
But it hasn't. No.
Right.
Because people around me know how I am, so and you can't be sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you can understand it as well.
Mm.
I get that it's extra, but it's you can understand it. Yeah. If you're not a dirty person, you understand it.
Okay. I think it's clear. So, I mean, if you're considering anyone, cleanliness is high up there.
To a certain degree. For me... Actually, no, that's going to be controversial, so I won't say it. But for me, I'm not expecting everyone I meet to be have the same mindset as me and, you know, have the same issue I do. Because I know it's an issue. In fact, I would actually prefer my guy to just be normal. Because when kids come into it, I don't want to project that onto them. I just want them to live a normal life.
Mm.
So there is a certain cleanliness I would like from a guy. Okay. Mainly it's their mouth. Like, for me, your lips can't be dry. Your mouth cannot look dirty. You need to have clean teeth. You can't have, like, plaque buildup. Plaque buildup is the worst one. You know when they talk as well and the spit is just building up. I hate stuff like that. I can't do it. For me, like, I judge a person's cleanliness by the way their mouth looks. So...
Right.
For me, your mouth needs to be clean, and then maybe we can work something out.
So you're talking to them and you're looking at their lips.
Yeah.
And when they finish talking, you just say, nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As soon as they say hi, I'm already looking.
Bye.
Yeah. I can tell you whether it's a hi or bye straight away.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's just my reference point.
Okay, so what about you? What's a non-negotiable for you?
Know, you know, I feel like because I haven't really encountered it, like, I don't actually know. I feel like it's just one of those things where you're gonna do it and I'm like, no, like, you can't do that. Like, you I'm just gonna say it straight, like, you can't do that. But I don't think I've actually come across that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time where so he, like, my boyfriend kind of, like, he has, like, a sports bag, and he put it on the floor in the tube, and I was like, you didn't have to put it on the floor in the tube. And then he was like, oh, but it's too late now. So I was like, oh, fine, okay. And then I sat down, but he was still standing up, and he was standing over me. And then
I can already see what's
he almost... He wasn't thinking, obviously. So he took his bag and he was going to put it on my lap.
No way.
Before he even, like, I was like, if you dare,
if you
put
try.
That on my lap. And literally, people were around, like, looking, because they didn't actually know if we knew each other or not.
Okay, okay, okay,
but
I see.
Even after I said it, I was just like, and then I smiled after. I was like, okay, that came out a bit harsh, but in my head, I was like, I could start crying if actually touched me. So
it's hard, like, to explain, like, your anxiety levels literally they just rise up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or, like, one time when he touched the pole and he thought he was just joking. He was just like, ha, he, like, waving his hand in my face.
Mm.
Like, as in, ha, I'm gonna touch you. And I was like, touch me then. I was so angry. I was like, if you touch me, it's over.
Interesting.
I was like, you can try it if you want.
I can't even take jokes like that, you know. Jokes like that, it's not even funny to me. Don't do it. Don't do it because the anxiety levels is too high for me to even be laughing or joking. I can't take it.
I was like, you can try. We can end this right now. And he was like, try it. And I was like, no, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah. Like, do it. It's dangerous.
Like, if you're gonna do it, do it.
It's true. It's actually dangerous.
Have to deal with the consequences after.
This
I'm
is
not
it.
Playing.
This is it. Because I don't even know what I'm capable of if you do that.
Honestly.
So. Wow. So I'm still very concerned. Like, you guys didn't know each other before joining the boarding.
But, like, we agree on this exact same things. Like, even in uni, in my university, my room, despite it's not mine, I still applied my own rules in there. Nobody was allowed in my room with their shoes. If they ever, the way I would scream, and they'll literally jump.
Are your siblings like that?
I'm still just like that.
Your siblings, are they like that?
No. My siblings aren't like that. To get to me, they'll say they'll put my shoes in my room.
I see.
They would never. It's a massive fight if they did.
Like, I shouted at one of my friends in uni because she came into my room and she was just like, oh, hey, Tali. And then she just jumped on the bed. I'm like, what are you doing on my bed?
Yeah.
No. I was like, get off my bed. Because, like, that whole concept to me has never made sense. Like, why would you have your outside clothes
on the bed? You can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Right, okay.
Never allowed.
After today, I'm going to take a review of my life.
Yeah. See, it's, a normal person doesn't actually think of these things, yeah. but us, as soon as germs are involved, our head is going at 100. Yeah. So, like, me and my guy, we've had conversations about when we live together and stuff like that. I've already told him, I said, look, your shoes, it cannot go anywhere. He's like, what if it's wooden floor? I said, I don't care. I don't care. There's no shoes whatsoever. No visitor, no nothing. Yeah, exactly. There'll be a boundary as to where you can wear your shoes. Past that boundary, I don't want to see any shoes. I don't even want you to take off your shoe and put it down somewhere. That still doesn't count.
Like a Zen garden, so you take everything like you're entering Sele Church and then you just come with your empty feet. Like you're entering a place of worship. Your shoes outside.
Basically, yeah.
That's
because
good.
But the funny thing is like Japanese and Korean culture are like that. Your outside shoes don't come inside the house.
Yeah.
Like they have like slippers anyway.
Yeah, like
yeah,
they're
yeah,
used,
yeah.
They're using so the inside.
Like, it's not that weird of a concept, you
it's
know.
Not.
Okay. Guys, you're welcome to the cleanliness show. So let's go back to the significant order.
This is the end of the first part of our conversation. The second part is available immediately.